The victims will be deeply disappointed by this decision. We've had some reaction in already from victims. Some are quite shocked. Others are asking what's next for us now. So there is a widespread feeling of disappointment, and they've known for some time that this case has been in serious trouble. And we know that this case has suffered from many problems which can be laid at the feet of the government of President Kenyatta. That includes, in particular, its refusal to hand over vital financial and mobile telephone data, which would have done an enormous amount to clarify who exactly was involved in the post-election violence, and in particular, where was President Kenyatta during the post-election violence, and who was he speaking to? The government of Kenya resolutely refused to hand over that data.
But you can't have been surprised that the government refused to hand over, as you say, this data, or indeed, given all this, the decision today.
The decision does not ultimately come as a surprise, you're right. The problem is that what we have seen in this case has been an enormously well organized and systematic effort to undermine the ICC justice process. And much of the blame for that can be laid with President Kenyatta's government. And a finding made by the trial chamber 2 days ago was that the government had, in fact, failed to comply with its obligations under the statute to hand over relevant evidence. Now, of course, the prosecution, it does not walk away from this process without blame either. The prosecution could have done more, should have done more at an earlier stage in order to deal firmly and robustly with the problem of state obstruction of access to evidence and with interference, intimidation, bribery of key witnesses, which has also been a characteristic of this case.
One could argue, though, couldn't one, that the case was simply weak from the beginning. Simply, there wasn't enough evidence. There wasn't evidence of any wrongdoing by Mr. Kenyatta.
One of the biggest problems of this position is that a trial will not take place. The correct crucible in which to test whether there was sufficient evidence is a trial. Now, the victims have been robbed of that trial. What we have seen is there was considerable evidence, certainly about the level of organisation that went into the attacks, and a considerable amount of evidence showing who was organising it on the ground. What was missing was sufficient evidence against the accused President Kenyatta. And I believe firmly that if the government of President Kenyatta had complied with its obligations to hand over that critical data I referred to, then there would have been enough evidence to go to trial. And then the judges would have been in a far better position to take a decision as to whether the evidence was sufficient.
What happens next? I'm thinking in particular for the victims, because as they will see it, they've failed to get any justice. Are there any alternatives available to them other than the ICC?
Frankly, this marks the end of the road. At the ICC itself, the only other possibility is that the prosecutor will open an investigation against other persons responsible for crimes committed during the post-election violence. She has, of course, the option of returning to the court with further evidence later on, and she can bring charges against President Kenyatta in respect of the same crimes. But I've noticed that in his address today, President Kenyatta referred to justice for the victims. One thing that everyone seems to agree with in this case is that the victims are entitled to justice. The question is, what is the government of Kenya going to do about that? We've heard the government speak for 7 years about the need for accountability at the domestic level. We've heard an awful lot of words regarding the possible creation of an international crimes division at the High Court. If the presidency of Kenya and if the government of Kenya is truly interested in justice for the victims, we need to start that process with credible prosecutions, with independent prosecutors and with independent judges. And that domestic process would do an enormous amount to help healing, reconciliation and the emergence of the truth in Kenya. And it should start as soon as possible.